Mike Pompeo, Robert O'Brien to co-chair foreign policy series at Nixon Foundation. By Christina Wong on February 17, 2021. Michael Pompeo, former Secretary of State and CIA Director, and Robert O'Brien, former National Security Advisor, will soon be regularly weighing in on foreign policy issues as co-chairs of a monthly roundtable discussion at the Nixon Foundation. The Nixon seminar will advance U.S. foreign policies based in conservative realism, said a press release announcing the new seminar-style discussion, to consider and advance policies that maintain a balance among the world's great powers favorable to America's national interest. We can think of no program more needed today than the Nixon seminar, which we are honored to co-chair, Pompeo and O'Brien followed up in a statement of their own. President Nixon spent years setting out a vision for a more peaceful world. His example as the ultimate realist and foreign policy grand strategist is one to follow today, as the U.S. should seek to maintain a balance of power in its national interest. The policies we'll develop every month at this gathering will push this agenda and ready the next generation of realists to lead the United States of America, they said. The first seminar will take place on March 2, 2021, almost 100 days into the Biden administration, and also feature other former Trump administration officials who held national security roles, such as Morgan Ortagus, former State Department press secretary. Some of the issues they will focus on include the U.S. relationship with China, global technological innovations, and lasting Middle East peace. The group's conclusions and recommendations will be published every month on the group's website and be distributed widely to policymakers within the Biden administration and on Capitol Hill. Henry Kissinger, National Security Advisor and Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Gerald Ford, will serve as honorary chair of the Nixon seminar and participate in its first meeting. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.